Now we have Jeff Garnay in studio with us. Jeff, we've been talking about the Microsoft Band, this new device that's kind of a lifestyle, not just for running. It's got everything on it, email and everything else. What is the price on that?
So it's $199, and there is a accidental warranty that you can get on there as well, and that's an additional $21, I believe.
Okay, and the accidental is in case you bang it against something? Or
correct.
Okay,
yep.
For a year?
There's also a small film that they put on there, and I have it on there now, and I can't even notice it. So you get that for...
I guess for scratch resistance.
Exactly, yeah. Okay. So it's a little more protection, and it works out really nice.
So roughly $220 would get you the whole package with the protection and everything else on it.
Yep.
Okay. I understood these things sold out quickly, too.
They did. They sold out in all the stores, and I just pinged the Microsoft store here in Troy, and they do have them in store. So if there's interest in getting one, every week there's more coming in more devices.
You're talking about the store in Troy. If you're anywhere near the Somerset Collection in Troy, you can walk in there, and we've had the privilege here of putting them on our hands. Matter of fact, I went into the store. I happened to be in there the day that it was launched, and there was this big cluster of people on this one player. And I said, hey, is the Microsoft Band over there? Oh, yes. And people were busy looking at it and checking it out. Let's talk about something else, a couple other things that are exciting for Microsoft users. If you're an Office 365 user, I understand now sky's the limit in terms of storage.
That is correct, yes. So I forget what the last count was, 10 gig or 15 gig, but so now it's unlimited for all users to...
You could have terabytes of stuff up there.
You could.
Yeah. Wow.
Who's got terabytes of stuff?
Some people, in terms of pictures and things. I know, Ed, how much, you store a lot of stuff online?
No, not anymore.
Not anymore? Where do you put it?
I back it up from out of the hard drive.
So, okay, put it on the hard drive there.
Yep, and then I have an external storage.
Now, this is also for people who want to put photographs up there. They want to put any number of different kind of documents up there.
Yes. Yep. Any type of documents. Yep.
So I just got the new iPhone, and I can go to iCloud and use that. Unfortunately, if I go over 5 gig, I got to pay for it. 5 gig.
Yep.
This
that's
is astounding.
A little bit, that's a little bit less than unlimited.
Yeah.
Yeah. And true to Microsoft's direction over the last year or so is we actually introduced our Dropbox as well.
That's
so
right.
So partnership with Dropbox.
That's right.
Yeah,
okay. So how does that work with Dropbox then?
So
because I have a Dropbox account, so I'm trying to figure out how to work these
things. So I'm not sure of the integration details. So I just know that the partnership was announced this week. So I'm not sure if I'm a Dropbox customer.
They might not know yet.
Yeah. It's like, right. Do I just... go ahead and send all my stuff over to the office, through Office to there. I'm not sure of those back
one of the
details.
Things I found out, and maybe, Ed, you can comment on this too, is that I found that, for instance, when I have a big Dropbox account, I found that I had not only all my stuff in the cloud on Dropbox, but I had a copy of it on my computer. And that kind of defeated the purpose for me because I've got an SSD drive right now, which is smaller than the drive I had before. So my idea was to put the stuff in the cloud and to save the space on my computer, but it seemed like it was taking up just as much space in my computer.
So it's basically a synchronization so the documentation is available not only on the device that you're primarily working on, but other devices as well. It's a different paradigm than...
Yeah.
Is that pretty much correct?
You're spot on.
Yeah.
Yep.
So Microsoft is not that... That's not that...
So Microsoft has that ability as well. In fact, I do that.
Okay.
Yes. So if I'm offline and I need to get to my files, I can.
Okay.
That's the whole point of being able to sync.
Yeah, it is not meant as a replacement or, get it off my computer and throw it up there.
But can you do that?
You can.
Yes.
Okay, because, I and a lot of people have these little SSD drives, and they're smaller.
You know, on your Mac and your
exactly.
PCs, right? They're 125 or 250 megabytes.
That's why I have 256.
Yes. Yep.
So I don't want to be repeating that. So with the Microsoft, I could be terabytes of stuff on the cloud.